Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. Jackson Galaxy is America's cat daddy, helping humans and cats understand each other in Animal Planet's hit series, My Cat from Hell. His goal to prevent cat guardians from giving up their cats and contributing to already overcrowded shelters. For over 20 years, Jackson has worked one-on-one with thousands of cats, both in their homes and in rescue situations. Two-time New York Times best-selling author with Catification and Cat Daddy. He teaches his Cat's Eyes View classes to the public, as well as shelter workers, volunteers, veterinary students, and in 2014 started the Jackson Galaxy Foundation, realizing his lifelong standing dream of bettering the lives of animals at risk and helping the people who care for them. Jackson Galaxy, tackling some of the toughest cat cases in Animal Planet's My Cat from Hell, Saturdays, 8 Eastern, 7 Central, and he's with us on This Week in America. Hi, Jackson. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Rick. It's good to be here.
I mentioned tackling some of the toughest cases. You've got your hands full on the upcoming episode. Talk about this as you try to prevent 50 kittens from being euthanized.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those rare moments where the Animal Planet really gave me a lot of latitude, and I'm so appreciative, where we got to just, you know, we have a really terrible overpopulation problem here in Los Angeles, and I used to work at an animal shelter in Boulder, Colorado. They let me know that they had room for kittens, and I said, all right, let's do this, and we took 50 kittens out of the shelter system here who were red-listed, meaning that they were probably going to be euthanized. And we got them out of there and put them in a van and took a very long trip to Boulder, Colorado. And it was an incredible trip. I got to follow them into their new homes once we got to Boulder. And I think it's just an incredible experience for me to be able to go back to the shelter where my journey sort of started with cats and go back there and just complete the circle a little bit. It was really an amazing experience.
Now, you just told us about the trip in about 15 seconds. It really wasn't that easy, was it? I mean, you've got 50 cats. You've got the supplies. you've got to transport them. I think it was like 16 hours it took to get from Los Angeles to Boulder. Talk about that experience. Yeah. And you had some help along the way, too, to try to make it a little bit easier on everybody.
Yeah, no, I recruited my good friend Hannah Shaw, who is known on social media as the Kitten Lady. And I needed all the help I could get. and Hannah and I got into that van with those 50 kittens. And you don't know what you're getting into. I mean, believe me, I did 50 screaming little 8-week-old kittens. And also, you don't think about it until you're trapped in a van with them, that all it takes is one kitten. The kitten poop is something that you just don't want to be trapped in the car with. And it was a long 17 hours. That's for sure. But, you know, I've actually done the trip twice now because it was so successful. And not only do we get those 50 kittens homes, but we also clear 50 cages here in Los Angeles for 50 more kittens. And it's just so intensely gratifying for somebody who, you know, came up through that shelter system where so many cats were killed, and to be able to just sort of, you know, very literally just give back to this whole thing. So yeah, it was worth it. But man, let me tell you, that was a long trip. That really was.
Jackson Galaxy, our guest on the program, host of My Cat from Hell, Animal Planet, Saturdays, 8 Eastern, 7 Central. In talking about that, you talk about the overcrowded conditions, and you hear people say, and I know your goal is to prevent the guardians from taking their cats to the shelter. So often people think, boy, if I go to the shelter, they can take better care of the cat. They'll find a great home. Does it work like that in the shelter?
No, absolutely not. And I mean, even the most well-meaning of shelters, I mean, let's face facts. I mean, we are still making millions more animals a year than we can possibly have homes for. And, you know, that's just the math. And no, I mean, right now in California alone, if a cat enters a shelter, a municipal shelter, they've got about an 87% chance of not coming out of that shelter. And that's something that we all have to understand and realize what our responsibilities are to these cats, both alive and not yet born. I mean, you know, you think about those 50 kittens. I mean, that's one day's worth of kittens here. I mean, we're killing thousands of them here. And honestly, if we just committed to spaying and neutering our animals, I mean, the message is still the same as it was years ago. Spay and neuter your animals, and we won't wind up with these really tough decisions, and we won't wind up with me having to put 50 of them in a van and driving them to Colorado, you know?
You've said that I'm truly content when I can walk into someone's home or talk to them on the phone and help them turn problems into workable programs. Are there solutions to most problems?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, sometimes it doesn't look the way the humans want it to look. I mean, there's some times where, for instance, you've got animal-on-animal aggression in the home, and one of those animals is simply saying, I can't handle this place. It's too many cats, too many dogs, or I just hate your face. I just don't like you as another animal. Then sometimes we have to try to find them another home, and that makes everybody happy. Or there's a problem. There's a solution to the problem. I think that a lot of times the problem is that the human investment in the solution just isn't there. You brought it up that we think, okay, well, we could just bring him to the shelter and everything
will
be cool. You know, I mean, once you realize that that is not a good solution, and you need to invest yourself more in that solution, I think those solutions are there.
You know, sometimes you say it's not the cat's fault. Maybe we need to look at ourselves in the beginning and see if it's something we're doing, maybe a reaction, maybe we're not understanding it correctly.
Every single time. I mean, without exception, there's something going on in that home that the cat is responding to. I mean, cats are intensely energetic animals. They respond to what's going on in their environment. Same with dogs, same with kids for that matter. And I think that it's our job to listen to what they're saying. It's interesting. I just finished my new book called Total Cat Mojo, and it's you know, everything I know about cats in one book. But so much of that book is based around turning the mirror, you know, just making sure that you understand your part in what has become a problem and how it continues to manifest. And unless you take a good look at you and what you bring to the problem, that solution is never gonna make itself known.
As I'm reading that, I'm thinking, boy, yeah, that would answer a lot of the questions. And I'm thinking we really need to program my guardian from hell and give the cats a chance to talk about what it's like with I got this bad person that's driving me crazy. We'll be what?
Yeah, can you imagine like the little interview sections where the cat's like, the human just doesn't get me, you know?
Just, yeah, I would love that. That's a great idea for an episode. If you're the cat listener, maybe you can go ahead and work on this. I'm going to take 30 seconds here at the end. If people watch the program, listening to the interview, and they're looking for resources, they want to try to figure out how they can make the cat comfortable and make the family comfortable, where do they look for resources to get some information?
Well, I mean, number one, they can go to my website. They can go to jacksongalaxy.com, and there's links to my videos and my books and interviews and all kinds of things that probably will help. The show, I would hope, after 8 seasons, you know, if you just watch certain episodes of the show that are available on Animal Planet and Animal Planet Go, you know, you'll learn that way. But, you know, in a bigger sense, I mean, in terms of the bigger solution, and like you see in this episode, the importance of spaying and neutering and the importance of taking care of our feral cats and fostering, you can go to jacksongalaxyfoundation.org, and there's lots of links to what you can do to help in your community. I mean, that's really what it comes down to is taking your love for cats and just blowing it past your walls and realizing that all of our cats in our community belong to us and we have a responsibility towards them.
Jackson Galaxy, our guest on the program, host of My Cat from Hell on Animal Planet, Saturdays 8 Eastern, 7 Central. Jackson, a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Ray.
You're welcome. You're listening to This Week in America online at thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.